Scholastic Audio presents Paint the Wind by Pam Munoz Ryan. Read for you by Kathleen McInerney.
Walk. Chapter 1. Artemisia knew it was time to drop the foal. All afternoon she had felt restless and paced on the periphery of the small band of wild horses. She paused only to graze, but without her usual interest. The sky grew dusky, and she stopped chewing altogether, grass still dangling from her muzzle, as if she'd forgotten there was food in her mouth. In recent weeks, her udder had swollen, but she had grown accustomed to the tight soreness. Now, her nipples waxed with small beads of first milk. With the promise of darkness, she wandered from the others, her brown and white Tobiano markings swaying with the cumbersome passenger inside. Artemisia heard the gentle nickering of the horses she left behind. Mary, her daughter, Georgia, her sister mare, Wyeth, Georgia's two-year-old colt, and Sergeant, the Palomino stallion who had sired the offspring. Before she disappeared over a sage-covered hill, she glanced back and saw Sergeant's protective stare and stance. Head raised, ears twisting in her direction, front legs braced, as though he were questioning her exit. He whinnied. She answered with a low, guttural nicker. She knew that he could not help her now, nor would he follow her. Artemisia had to face the birth alone, armed only with the instincts of her ancestors.